The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Starting today, you're going to hear a new voice on WPHM, but he's not really a new voice. You probably know Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends. Now you're going to get to know him on his radio show, which we start airing today, 10 till noon, right here on 1380 WPHM. And he's online with us right now. Brian, good morning.
Hey, Paul, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well. We're looking forward to hearing your radio show. How is it the same as and how is it different from what you do on Fox and Friends?
Well, I mean, number one, I'm thrilled to be on. And thrilled to be on your station, and I'm not going to drop the ball, I promise. We've been doing this for 12 years now, doing my own thing. I was on right after Tony Snow went to the White House, and pretty much picked up the ball from there. I was on with Judge Napolitano for a couple of years, but since that time, I think we've steadily grown, got better, and more responsive to what's happening in the world. I mean, for example, when you have Joe Biden with his Corvette and his documents, when you have the FAA shelving all planes, when you want big-name guests like the former President of the United States or Senator Lindsey Graham, or you want celebrities like Rob Schneider, the one thing about being in this place on the 15th floor, you have all this Fox Business, Fox Weather, Fox News talent coming in and out on a regular basis. So I think you're going to have on the radio kind of a slice of my life and a slice of Fox's life in and around the issues that matter most.
Well, we'll looking forward to hearing that. Give us a little slice of your life. Tell us a little bit more about who Brian Kilmeade is.
I mean, started here as a sports guy in 96, filling in, got the job in 97, been able to hold it on through the election mess with Bush and Gore to the war and the 9/11 attacks on the air, all the way through that. And everything we've been through, the historic election of President Obama to the stunning election of President Trump, everything that's happened since. Cover every big sporting event pretty much for the channel still, be covering the Super Bowl as well. And the one thing I think people have found is I care as much about every market as I do the market I'm in. So especially because if people know what Fox is, they know Fox's success is not on the coasts. It's in Middle America. It's in the South. It's in Texas. Not that any type of viewers dissuaded. But for the most part, everybody else tries to entertain New York and Los Angeles and D.C., and I don't. And one thing it is that I'm not going to come off and tell you what to think. I'm going to give you my idea, what I think. I'm going to bring you all these different perspectives. But most of all, I think people say I open up their mind. And I'm always learning, too, from callers and guests. I come in here, and you got Alan Dershowitz telling me the latest, and Jonathan Turley bringing us inside all these legal decisions, Andy McCarthy doing it as well. When you have somebody, when you have the play-by-play voice of when you have Joe Buck come in, we come in and we will talk about what's happening in football, especially when it becomes real life. So I think pretty much people know, lived in Los Angeles for the most part, lived in New York, been working in New York for 30 years, over 20 years rather, and living on Long Island, which is the suburbs of this area. While traveling all around, was lucky enough to put together six best-selling books, including the last five that were historically related. And that's when I get a chance to go to the affiliates, meet all the listeners, and talk about American history, which is my real passion.
Talking with Brian Kilmeade. The Brian Kilmeade Show starts today on WPHM, 10 till noon. You mentioned football a couple of times. You talked about starting out in sports. Who's your football team? Who gets your allegiance in the NFL?
Well, I mean, grew up as a Giant fan, but I'm one of these guys that's not a hater in New York. They give you two teams on every sport. I like to see the Jets win, but Giants by far the best. I love what the Jaguars are doing out there. I grew up a Viking fan because the Giants was so bad and Fran Tarkenton got traded, so I decided to watch the Vikings lose in the Super Bowl three times. So I thought that was interesting. I grew up a Met fan. They finally have an owner who wants to spend. Let's see if he's smart. But I don't hate the Yankees, so I bring that to the table. Not the biggest hockey guy, fascinated with the Nets have put together, but the Knicks own this town. So I definitely understand that sports is fun. When I was doing it for a living, it started to be a grind.
Mm.
But I love the fact that you could now go visit it, but leave it.
Yeah.
Especially with the crazy things going on in the world right now. I don't know how you feel.
No, you're absolutely right. I totally get that. You also mentioned your books. What are you working on right now? What's the next thing that you got on the horizon?
Well, I just came off the paperback of the president of freedom fighter Abraham Lincoln Frederick Douglass and the Battle to Save America's Soul. I had a chance to talk about history of race in this country at an opportune time because and a challenging time with the George Floyd situation and then the big battle for American history in the classroom. I'm pretty much a pushback on that. I'm not selling American history. I'm telling it. A lot of people want to sell it down the river. I don't. So I'm trying to push back one story at a time. And I did it with George Washington, Spy Ring, Secret Six, with Thomas Jefferson, Tripoli Pirates, with Andrew Jackson, the orphan that became a major general, war hero, and two-term president, Andrew Jackson, the Miracle of New Orleans, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, and then with the president, Freedom Fighter. Now I'm working on T.R. and Booker T.
Oh, wow.
So Teddy Roosevelt and Booker T. Washington, how they raced America's forward, raced America forward when it came to race in this country at a very difficult time.
Very, very good. I look forward to that. Do you have a hard time switching gears from TV to radio? I mean, obviously, you're basically stepping right off of the Fox and Friends set into the radio booth. Is that hard to do?
No, I think it's very natural. I've been doing it for so long. Yeah. Number one, and I don't take any day for granted. But it's 6 minutes, and at the most part, I'm helping format what I think should be the lead stories before Fox and Friends starts. And then as Fox and Friends starts, it's kind of good to say, here's the talking points that matter. Mm-hmm. You see some interviews that give you great ideas that you do on television. I think it makes the radio show better. At the same time, the producers are all watching other channels and seeing what better sound to pull in. So I think it actually makes the show better to be on before I get on the air and to be able to be on by yourself at the Fox and Friends and kind of say, well, this is what I think matters most. It really is almost therapeutic.
I bet.
Then to have the Saturday show, which airs at 8 o'clock on Saturday, that really is an hour of the things that I think people care about most, that I'm most passionate about. So radio is really my chance to talk about what I think matters most to the listeners.
We are happy to have you as part of our lineup. We'll be listening starting today, 10 o'clock, 10 till noon, each weekday on WPHM. Brian Kilmeade, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. New lineup starting today. We've got, after I get off the air at 10 o'clock, it's Brian Kilmeade here on WPHM from 10 until noon. And then from noon till 3, the Chad Benson Show, followed by the Tom Sullivan Show at 3 o'clock. Our American Stories still on at 6. Markley Van Camp and Robbins at 7 o'clock. And Jason Smith from Fox Sports, talking sports from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m., and then it's Coast to Coast a.m. overnight. And, of course, if you want to review that schedule, because I just went through it pretty quick, go to our website or use the WPHM mobile app, website wphm.net.